Alright, folks, welcome back to Athlete's Edge. Quick sports motivation. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me tell you, today we're diving into something that might surprise your emotions. Yeah, those messy, unpredictable things we all try to navigate. But trust me, understanding your emotional triggers is like having a cheat code for life, both on and off the field. Ever feel like your world explodes when someone cripples your ego with a snarky comment? Or maybe your patience melts faster than ice cream on a summer day when you're stuck in traffic? We've all been there, right? These emotional triggers, they can derail our focus, mess with our performance, and leave us feeling like we're constantly battling an internal storm. But the good news is, we don't have to be at their mercy. By understanding what sets us off, we can learn to manage those reactions and turn those setbacks into stepping stones. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer those emotional landmines. 1. Identify your triggers. This is step 1, folks. Think of it like tracking your stats in a game. What situations, people, or even thoughts consistently send you spiraling? Maybe it's public criticism, feeling rushed, or even certain types of music. Once you know your weaknesses, you can start to develop strategies to handle them. 2. Dig deeper. Understanding why something triggers you is crucial. Is it rooted in past experiences, insecurities, or maybe a fear of failure? Journaling, talking to a trusted friend, or even seeking professional guidance can help you unravel those deeper reasons. 3. Reframe your thinking. This one's powerful. When you feel your emotions heating up, pause and challenge those initial thoughts. Are they truly accurate? Are you jumping to conclusions? Try reframing the situation in a more positive or neutral light. Instead of, I can't believe this is happening again. Try this as challenging, but I can handle it. 4. Practice mindfulness. Ever heard of mindfulness meditation? It's like hitting the pause button on your emotional autopilot. Paying attention to your breath, bodily sensations, and thoughts without judgment can help you stay grounded when things get intense. 5. Develop coping mechanisms. We all need tools in our emotional toolbox. What helps you de-stress? Exercise, music, spending time in nature, or even a good laugh with friends. Identify what works for you and build those coping strategies into your routine. Now, let's talk about a real-world example. Imagine you're playing in a big game, the score is tied, and there are only seconds left on the clock. You take the shot, it misses. The crowd goes silent, and you feel that familiar sting of disappointment. But instead of letting it derail your performance, what if you took a moment to breathe? Acknowledge the feeling, then remind yourself that one missed shot doesn't define the entire game. You can still make a difference in the next possession, focus on teamwork, and keep pushing forward. This is how we turn those emotional triggers into opportunities for growth. By understanding our responses, reframing negative thoughts, and practicing mindfulness, we can become masters of our emotions, not slaves to them. Remember, folks, life's a marathon, not a sprint. There will be ups and downs, but it's all about how you handle those twists and turns. So, go out there, face your triggers head-on, and show the world what you're truly capable of. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends, family, or anyone who needs a little emotional boost. And leave us a review, it helps others discover Athlete's Edge and join the motivation movement. Until next time, keep pushing those boundaries and unlocking your full potential.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.